When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Derek.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you for allowing us to talk to you about this. Will you kind of like explain to everyone what you sent us?
Yeah, sure. So basically, I've been engaged to my girlfriend for like 8 months now. We're getting married this summer in August.
Congratulations.
And, thank you. A few days now, we were at a store. Not going to say the name of the store.
Okay.
But she was acting weird, and we got home, and I see her take something out of her purse, and it is not something that she bought. And you know, I asked where it came from, and that's when I find out that she stole it.
Oh,
she stole it? As in, like, she shoplifting?
Yeah, Five Finger Discount, I believe they call it.
Oh, wow!
What did she steal?
If I say what it is, it'll give away what the store is.
Okay.
Here, this is where it gets even weirder, worse. I don't even know what to think. She's been doing this for years. This is somebody I have known for a very long time, and she's been shoplifting for years. And you know, it's all about the thrill.
Uh-huh.
And I guess part of that thrill was hiding it from me. But you know, we're getting married. She didn't want to keep that secret, and she wants us to like start doing it together now.
Wants you to be her shoplifting partner in crime?
What does she think, Bonnie and Clyde? Like,
that's crazy.
I don't know what she's thinking. And she, you know, she assured me that like nothing is more than $5 to $10, as if that makes a difference. It's still stealing.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
it's like 99 cents or $99. So
yeah.
I still don't know what to think. I barely slept, and I, you know, I love her, but like, is this something that you call off a wedding for?
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're there.
I mean, I think this is really bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that's a very big little fun fact that you didn't know about this person that you thought that you've known so well for years. I get why you're completely thrown way off about this.
Yeah.
And rethinking everything.
Yeah.
I get that.
She doesn't seem
to understand what it is that she's doing. It is illegal. And she's doing it repeatedly.
Yeah, like I appreciate her being open and honest.
Yeah.
But I wish I did. I would have been okay never knowing, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's a good thing that you do know, because what if she ever gets caught? And then, you know, that could, if you guys get married and... I mean, that could...
Or think of how many times, and sorry, I don't mean to like throw gasoline on the fire, but think of how many times she has maybe slipped something into your pocket or your thing, and you have unbeknownst...
participated,
you know, been the one who's been taking things, and then she just takes it out of your pocket. And so, yeah, I mean... Look, I don't know if this
My head just exploded, so...
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
And like I said, I don't mean to throw gas in the fire. I just, this is a big, big mask that she has just taken off in front of you. And
what we're saying is, I think you're right to rethink all this. I don't know if you can get married to someone that is going on thinking that this is just fine and that you guys should continue on now as a couple. That's a problem. If she was remorseful and says, I kind of did this in the past, but I don't do it anymore and I'm not going to do it again. If it was that, different story.
Mm. Well, we've got a bunch of people that are chiming in. I think that, yes, you're going to have a lot of thinking to do. But if you want, you can listen to some of the comments. You know, like I said, people are calling in. They're texting right now. So we'll take some of those calls. And, you know, Derek, good luck. I know that you're not in a great position right now, and your head is spinning in all sorts of ways. So, you know, maybe at least this can provide you with a little bit of clarity in how you want to move forward. And who knows, maybe someone has an example of them being in a similar situation where they've been able to overcome or they've taken steps to overcome this, and they're living happily ever after, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
you know, maybe not, all's not lost, but I appreciate you calling in and talking to us.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on, and it's it's been a help even just to talk about it.
Well, we're invested, so we're hoping that you'll follow up with us and let us know, like, based on the advice that you end up getting, what you decide to do.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right. Appreciate it, Derek.
Sarah from Bardstown needs us to be playing Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, that's straight up what it is. I mean,
yes, for sure.
She's wanting them to be their own crime team.
Reason to play a cool jam.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that slaps. But Jennifer said, you have to have a serious talk with her. Let her know there's absolutely nothing thrilling about going to jail or visiting your loved one in jail, and that it's either the stealing or she loses you.
Ooh, yeah, okay. I think maybe ways to approach this with her, because obviously we're all on board. Yes, stealing is wrong.
Yeah, this is bad, and yeah. You need to get this stopped,
right.
Or you need to leave the situation.
Right, so how does he address it with her? Is this a red flag enough to literally call off the wedding from someone that he thought he knew for so many years? 502-795-1997. We'll take your calls, your texts, your comments. Coming up next, group therapy is interesting. And what I say that a lot, but I mean, it's interesting in the fact that there are more people that are okay with his fiance stealing and shoplifting than I thought.
I know, and I think they're all like, well, everything costs so much, inflation, so why not? That's not helping.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and say, hey, that's still not okay. Inflation could be outrageous. I understand. We're all feeling it. But it's still not right to steal, all right?
Yeah, Elizabeth said if she gets a thrill from this, she'll get a thrill from cheating, too. This is a huge red flag.
There are a lot of people that are like, if she's lacking in the thrill department, maybe suggest other thrill sort of things like skydiving or, you know,
bungee jumping is what Maisie said. Yeah.
Other things that, you know, she could do to, you know, maybe get that same thrill that she's not getting, you know, in her own life right now.
Also therapy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, get to the root of why she feels like she needs to get a thrill from stealing.
Now, you said that you are dealing with this right now.
Yeah, so like, my brother-in-law actually has a huge klepto issue.
Mm. So how are you dealing with it?
Well, it's difficult for sure, but it's just like, I mean, I don't let him in my house a lot, but it's like he's always there sometimes, and I definitely have gotten things that's just missing, but it's kind of just like one of those things like, either you face him up and, you know, you get into a fight about it, or you don't, and you just kind of take a loss of whatever it is. It's usually always small stuff, you know, like half a pack of cigarettes or maybe some change out of your change drawer, things like that. But it's still difficult, and especially when you try to go somewhere.
Yeah. Is this something, in your opinion, you think Derek is – he's in a – long-term struggle with this with his fiance, or is this something that like she can get over and
stop doing for good?
Well, I think she can definitely stop with help. I mean, I think anybody could, really, right?
Yeah.
But like, if it was like justified in some other manner, like, well, inflation's ridiculous right now, I mean, I would understand, like, you know, screw you, big box store. How dare you charge me $20 for like a gallon of milk or something? You know what I mean? Like,
let's just be clear. That's still wrong. Doesn't matter if it's inflation or not. But
Brandon's texting in. Leon, with how much everything costs, it's like, let her steal.
I know. You'd be surprised at how many people are like, well, I'd just take her to Lowe's. And
enough nails, you can build a new deck. Just saying.
Right. Exactly.
I appreciate you sharing your story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Andrew, the love doctor, said marriage is off unless she gets help.
Mm.
I mean, this is like it's a condition. You need to get it addressed.
Yes. Terrence says, hey, I would just point out, what if one day she decides she wants to go bigger and they get caught? Because right now she's just doing like $5, $10 things.
If she keeps it up, like, odds are she's going to get caught at some point, whether it's a little thing or a big thing. Or, you know, she, like a lot of people are pointing out, it's little things now, but it could... Like, what if that's not enough of a thrill anymore? And then she's got to try to go for something bigger.
Right, right. So I think, yes, Derek, this is something that maybe you need to hit the pause button on, getting married and get this worked out. And then, you know, maybe in that working things out, you can figure out whether or not this is someone that you can be with if she's willing to change or whatever.
Well, so many people are pointing to the fact, what if you have kids?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of an example is she going to set for them? And what, you know, it's because Lori says it sounds like your morals and values are not in line together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you need to think about that too. If she totally thinks this is not a problem and it's fine, you know, are you going to be able to be confident in the fact that if you get her to say, okay, I'm going to stop.
Right.
Can you trust that?
Right.
And
exactly.
Can you believe that she's going to fully know that it's wrong and understand that that is not something you do and not blow it off as not a big deal? Because it's a big deal.
Yep. All right, Derek. Well, hey, I think we're all saying the same thing. This definitely pause.
You can't marry her until
this is addressed and fixed. Really, like it's got to be fixed. It can't be just like brushed under the rug. So, Derek, we appreciate it and definitely follow up with us a little bit later and let us know how it all works out. But we're thinking about you, man.